Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about, a little bit about social media and online customer communities. Now, I think we should get some definitions and some terms straightened out here so you kind of know. And I'm not going to say what's right and wrong, because what I'm about to tell you are my opinions, but I think it's important for you to understand where I'm coming from on this topic, and you can decide whether you agree or disagree with my reasoning. Let's remember that social media, which is the term typically used to talk about how people are, you know, this craze that we've been encompassed in with Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and MySpace and YouTube, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are all considered social media sites. But I, as you may know, if you've been listening to me for very long, you know that I don't actually like that term, social media, for a couple of reasons. Number one, social media is not a community. It's the technology and the applications that make online community building possible. But somebody came up with that term and used it, and it caught on, and that's what's been used. So when it comes to your personal communities, your personal networking, if you want to call it social media, I don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is when we use that term to talk about customer communities for our businesses. Because if you think about it, remember, all you're doing when you join any of the social media sites is you're creating the opportunity for you to join and to build communities. You know what? When I say communities, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about groups of people who join each other, who spend time together, who communicate with each other, because they have similar interests, similar things. They have things in common. That's what a community is, like your church community or your school, your graduation where you went to school. That community, your neighborhood, your friends, your work communities, et cetera, et cetera. And your business has those same things. You don't just have 500 customers. If you think about it, you have 500 customers who actually, let's just say for argument's sake, that you have five communities of 100, meaning that each one of those five 100 customer communities like a different thing. One likes strawberry, one likes chocolate, one likes vanilla, et cetera, et cetera. And so they're all in your customer community, but they break down into smaller communities. The ones who like chocolate and the ones who like vanilla, two different communities inside of the larger community. So as you think about customer communities, the communities for your businesses, I want you to start thinking about this term. And I've been trying to sell this thing for 9 months, and I think I'm having some success with it. As you think about building your own customer communities, I want you to think about building them online. I want you to think about getting establishing and building your own platforms for your customers outside of Facebook, outside of Twitter. And here's why. See, you may have heard me say this before. There's no guarantee that Twitter and Facebook will survive. Let me give you a couple of tidbits of information, and the reason I say this. MySpace just laid off a bunch of people because they're losing money. That was one of the original online social media, online sites. So they lost a bunch of money. They're not doing well. They're having a hard time monetizing these public sites. One of the top 10 biggest financial failures in the tech world is YouTube. Now think about that. As popular as YouTube is, I mean, many of you probably use it every day for something. They haven't figured out how to make money with that yet. Twitter does not have a business model because they don't sell anything. You can get on it for free. You can use it for free, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So think about this. And these sites may not be here 2 or 3 years from now. So it's okay if you want to build, if you want to try to build relationships with your business on these sites, and many companies are right now. I want you to be on Twitter. I want you to be on Facebook. I want you to be on LinkedIn, because I want you to see how these, they're great training grounds for you and your employees. I want you to know about these so you can see some models of how to build your own customer communities. Because here's the thing. In a year or two or three, some of these sites that we're all so gaga over right now may not even exist anymore. They may go away. So if you build a customer community on Twitter, which I'm going to talk to you about how to do in a minute, and I think you should do that. But if that's your only source of creating communities, then you could be putting yourself into a little bit of jeopardy, because they may not be around. They could literally pull the plug. Now, I don't think so. I think they're going to be around for a while. But I'm telling you, if you plan on being in business over the next 10, 20 years, you won't be using Twitter that long. But I believe that you will be communicating with your customers through online customer community platforms that you will build yourself. You will build them yourself. You'll develop them yourself. You will create the ability for customers to find you and to talk to you, and for you to talk to them online, for you to reach out to them, to serve them, to deliver information to them through these platforms. You'll be doing that yourself outside of Twitter. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. There are the birds bringing us back. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. By the way, that's birds with a Y if you're looking for their albums. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something you can benefit from there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, yes, I'm on Twitter. Yes, I've fallen into the, you know, I've gone over to that side. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I want you to have a Twitter account. I want you to have one for your business. You can use these to your advantage for your business. You can build your own little communities inside of Twitter. You absolutely can. By the way, I'm going to read something. This is what Webster says. This is how Webster defines a community. When Webster defines a community, Webster uses words like association, fellowship, like-mindedness, sharing interests. So when you're building communities, your online communities, that's what you're doing. You're building communities with customers who want to have an association with you. Maybe you even have a fellowship with them. I have customers like that, don't you, where you feel more than just a business relationship with them? Like-mindedness. Like-mindedness means you have something that they want, and you enjoy seeing them use your stuff. And sharing interests. This is where the customers talk to each other. Now, I know that's dangerous. Some of you think that's dangerous, but it doesn't matter whether you think it's dangerous or not, folks. This is where the marketplace is going. Customers have control of the marketplace. From today forward, just write this down, folks. From this moment forward, customers have control of the marketplace. They have control of your relationships. And they're looking for more and more. Customers are looking for ways to work with you inside of communities and largely more and more every day online. So if you build a community on Twitter, for example, then all you got to do is open up an account and tell your customers that you have that. They follow you on Twitter, and so when you post it on Twitter that you've got something new, if they're following you, they see that you've got something new in, and they come and get it. Or they call you and say, bring me one of those. That's how it works. It's pretty simple. And so I want you to have that, because Twitter is a wonderful training ground for you. It's training wheels for your future online community building, customer community building strategies. Because the day is going to come very soon, if you're not already doing it, when you build your own communities through your own platforms, where you won't use Twitter, it will be your technology. You'll be using your own stuff. You can already do it with a blog, by the way. You can already do it with a newsletter. You may already be doing that. And if you have a newsletter you're sending out and people are subscribing to that, if they're following your blog or whatever, that's a community. You're doing that. You're building those communities. Now, I want to talk about something that's very important. When you build your communities, you build them. You create them. Your business creates them. But you don't control them. Customers control that. Just get that out of your head. You'll have very little control over how the community behaves, how the community is, what's conducted in the community. Now, what you can do, though, here's what you can do as a business owner. You will build it. You'll create it because your business is the nexus of this community. It's the hub of this community. You will build it, and you will serve it through channels, through serving it, meaning you through the posts that you make to your blog, through the email communication you send them on a regular basis, through by responding to their questions, by giving them, you know, content and instructions and technical things like that. You will serve that community. So you'll build it and you will serve it, but you will not control it. But here's what else you get to do, what you should do. You establish the one thing that will be why people will join your community. And that's the values of that community. The values of an online community are primarily, in my opinion, based on three things. The brand of that business, including the brand promise and the brand image. These are part of the values. The content and subject matter delivered and discussed in that community. And the tone of connection of the business. That you want to set with your community. And what by that I mean how subtly you want to promote your brands. How do you want the tone of your brand, the tone of your values has to do with how you want to promote your business to that community. Do you want to do it very subtly? Do you want to be a little bit more aggressive on the commercial side as you talk to your customers? Do you always want to have an offer for them to buy something from you? Or somewhere in the middle? But those are what I call the values of the community. And based on that, that is why people will join your community or not, based on those values. Think about some of these things. We're going to talk about this some more in the future. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.